Hi, Miss Stevens. This is my husband. You remember everything I've told you about him, right? Yes, he is quite the cutie. Well, we can't expect every boy to grow up to be a big manly man now, can we? But a girl can dream. Anyways, honey, Miss Stevens explained to me all the benefits of going through her specially designed couples program. And I think it'll be a really good thing for us and help us grow as a couple. This is a place where you and I can be completely honest with each other. You can tell me anything at all. Nothing? Oh, honey, you are just the sweetest, best hubby ever. Well, I guess that makes it my turn already. Well, honey, you know I've always been loyal to you. But there have been times where I found myself in these silly situations. And I end up doing these harmless and silly things with other men. Just really harmless and playful. Nothing more than that. Well, remember our wedding ceremony? 5 minutes before walking down the aisle together, my ex came to see me. All he wanted to do was wish me the best, but then something really silly happened. Oh, right. Sorry, honey. Well, I am kind of a virgin, though, since we never had sex with each other. Yes, I had lots of sex with my exes, but that was before we got serious. I'm with you now, not any of my countless exes. But enough of that, honey. It's in the past. Let's keep it there. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Our wedding day. So, back at church with my ex. All he wanted to do was wish me the best, but then something really silly happened. Somehow his zipper tore and his cock just popped out of the zipper hole. It was really funny. But I could tell he kind of felt embarrassed about it, so I knelt down and tried to fix the zipper for him. And while I was down there, he made a really funny joke, suggesting that if my mouth popped open, I wouldn't have to fix the zipper since he could hide his cock in my mouth. And then I started laughing really hard. And my mouth was wide open, so his cock just sort of made its way down my throat. And then all of a sudden, he started coming in my mouth. It was strange because I didn't even do anything except hold his cock in my mouth as he thrusted it in and out for a couple of minutes. I wasn't sure what to do, so I just let him hold my face and I looked into his eyes while he did that. And then he just started coming, just like that. Weird, right, honey? Well, it certainly was funny and a little embarrassing for both of us, but we got over it, and I walked down the aisle with you literally minutes later. I swallowed it all, of course. I didn't want to leave a mess or disappoint him. I know it's a big surprise, but come on, don't you think that's just really funny, honey? I mean, we both shared my ex's cum when we had our first ever married kiss. But it's all in the past now. So what if you know how my ex's cock tastes? He married me, not my ex's cock. Right, honey? What? Oh, don't be silly, honey. I'm not going to tell you his name. All I will tell you is that we're both really good friends and we all hang out with him a lot together. You see, honey? Don't you feel much better knowing my silly little secrets? It's okay to feel confused, but I promise it's best for the both of us. My experience will help us both grow closer as a couple. Any more? Of course. There was more, but just keep in mind that it's totally normal for women to be playful and do silly things with hot studs when they're married. What? No, honey, not your college roommate. Well, actually, yes, I did share our bed with him occasionally when you weren't there. But you said it yourself, he was a great guy. Plus, it was all in good fun. No harm done. He was very good to me. And I only did it with him like 4, maybe 5 times a week for like barely 8 months in total. It was purely for fun, and he was totally cool with it. Yes, I know that you're still a virgin, and so am I, honey. That's why I never had sex with you. It's out of my love and respect for you. You and I are just a perfect match, huh, honey? Oh, I can't forget about my bachelorette party, since we're being honest here. We all got a little tipsy, and things kind of got out of hand with me and the male stripper. But like I said, honey, it was all in good fun. Now, you see, the girls wanted me to suck him off for fun, which was totally fine. But then the girls got really silly, and they came up from behind me and held my legs apart. And then they encouraged the stripper to slam his thick cock into my pussy. And he did ask for permission, of course. And I granted it. Remember that, Miss Stevens? That night was amazing. Yeah, honey, Miss Stevens was there too. I invited all my best friends there. And actually, you should thank her for being there. If it wasn't for her reminding the hot stud to pull out, you'd be a father by now. And she only did it because the stud was black. It would have been a bit too noticeable had he gotten me pregnant. Not that I wouldn't love to have a cute little mixed baby, but Miss Stevens was just looking out for you. That's the kind of friend that she is. Yes, you did spend hours eating me out after I returned home from my bachelorette. What are you implying? Well, obviously, you had your tongue where his cock was only hours before. Didn't you notice how he stretched me out that night, honey? I thought you knew, so I didn't bother talking about it. Well, it happened, and it's okay. Plus, you said how you loved my pussy tasted, so why are you complaining? Miss Stevens is right. You need to appreciate and thank me for telling all this to you. I'm doing it because I love you. And you need to show me your love and appreciation as you always do. Honey, kiss my feet. Now! Don't worry about Miss Stevens watching. We tell each other everything. Oh, just like that, honey. You know what? Since you're already down there, I think Miss Stevens needs some warm kisses as well. Kiss her feet. That's right. You are just so cute. I knew this experience would bring us closer together, honey. Hey, I said kiss her feet, not her soles. That's another 365 days of chastity for you, honey. Are you talking back to me? Let's make that 730 days. Better now? Good. Well, honey, I think we've got off to a good start, and we should definitely schedule another session for next week, since there's still so much I need to tell you. Well, like Josh, you know, that guy at your office. He's your work rival, if I'm not mistaken. And then there was Brad, our pool boy. Oh, and James, my personal yoga trainer. Oh, and how could I forget? So silly of me, talking about gratitude. Miss Stevens' brother. She felt kind of bad about my bachelorette party and how it ended prematurely, so she set me up on a date with her brother, Tyler. And oh my, how that boy can fuck. Can you imagine, honey? 9 inches. Oh, I still owe you for that, Miss Stevens. Oh, honey, I can't remember all of them right now. But I'll give it a good try next week, okay? I'll need some time to remember all of them. I know you're curious about all these studs, honey, but don't you worry. You'll have lots of time to focus on our marriage, especially while you're in chastity. I like you like this so much. I think you and I should both stay virgins, you know, not having sex with each other. But all of this talk about studs and black men getting me pregnant, it's got me all worked up. All right, honey, now that's enough. Get up. We have to go. Oh, did you just stare at Miss Stevens' legs? I told you to kiss her feet, not stare at her body. Well, okay. I'll let it pass this time, but you have to drop me off at Deshaun's house on the way home, okay, honey? Okay, then. Thank you, Miss Stevens, for all of your help, and we'll be seeing you again next week. Honey, what are you doing? You're not supposed to shake her hand. Bow to her. Isn't he just the cutest? All right, let's go, honey. Bye-bye.